From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news Friday, May 16th to Monday, May 19th. I'm Philip Grant. New Yorkers statewide head to the polls on Tuesday, May the 20th, to vote on local public school budgets. Rick Carlin reported in the Times Union that most of the state's 669 school districts have budget plans that appear to have been crafted with Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's tax freeze plan in mind. This year, a yes budget vote will carry a tax rebate check for many residential property owners in districts where the tax levy increase falls below the state mandated cap. According to preliminary data submitted to the state, only 15 school districts statewide have reported they are going to try to override the cap. None of those 15 districts are located in Columbia or Greene counties. The increases sought locally range from no increase at all in three Columbia County districts to a high of 3.41% in Coxsackie, Athens. To find a breakdown of the local school board election and budget vote details, go to newsroom.wgxc.org. Joe Gentile reported in the Register-Star that Columbia Green Community College held its 42nd annual commencement ceremony over the weekend. The school awarded associate degrees and certificates to 350 graduates. Greene County Legislator Eugene Hatton, chair of the County Resources Committee, reminded the graduates that there are no superheroes in life, only family. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Grattan encouraged the matriculating students to use their strength and know who they are. Dennis Yesko reported in the Times Union that Howie Hawkins, a Teamster employee who unloads UPS trucks in Syracuse, won the Green Party's nomination for governor at its convention in the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy on Saturday, May 17th. Party members also selected New York City educator Brian Jones for lieutenant governor, Bronx attorney Ramon Jimenez for attorney general, and Teresa Portelli for state comptroller. The Green Party platform calls for a $15 minimum wage, public jobs for the unemployed, single-payer health care, and fully funded public education. It sets a goal of 100% clean energy by 2030. On Friday, May 16th, Republican Rob Astorino accepted his party's nod to challenge Governor Andrew M. Cuomo in November at the state's GOP convention in Rybrook. Jordan Carleo Evangelist reported the two-term Westchester County executive called the economic decline of New York a crime of historic magnitude. In a 25-minute speech, Astorino vowed to roll back the Cuomo core education standards and replace them with even more demanding local control, to repeal the SAFE Act, and to create a tax credit that would encourage people to invest in public and private schools. Finally, word came last week of the passing of Dick May, history professor, blogger, and Greene County resident. Thomas Fletcher reported at blueandgreen.org, May founded the Seeing Green blog and wrote on a wide range of issues for nearly a decade. Dick's clear-eyed, common-sense approach to life in Greene County was widely appreciated and he will be missed, Fletcher wrote. Blogger Sam Pratt remembered May's searing wit and gentlemanly manner in an online post on Saturday, May 16th. He said May's observations on Greene County life will be missed, quote, but the author will be missed far more, end quote. As for today's weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. today, mostly sunny with a high near 69. For Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. The forecast for the next 3 days on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50. On Wednesday, showers are likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. On Wednesday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm again, mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. The sun rose this morning at 5:29 a.m. and will set at 8:14 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 44 minutes, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Weekend in Review for today, Monday, May the 19th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.